Just kind of got a new contract a couple years. Was there any concern that you could go into the season without getting something done?
Yeah, I think there was. But through 8 years, I've learned that I love this job, and my family is thriving, and I think we're having great success on the field, and I get to do it and represent my faith. And so ultimately, with BYU and myself coming to all those same conclusions, and that we wanted this to go on with the idea we can improve and want to improve, that's where we ended up, and I'm glad that it happened before the season. But yeah, there were probably times along the way where we weren't sure that was going to happen.
Just talk a little about your expectations heading into this upcoming season.
Yeah, I believe in our team. I believe we're capable of competing and winning every game that we play. I want our team more than anything to try as hard as they can try. As an offensive player, as a defensive player, as an entire team, as a coaching staff, I want absolutely as hard as we can go in every circumstance, and I think that'll give us our best chance. It'll be fun to see what record comes out of that, but I like the idea of just human potential and personal best, and I'm driving our guys hard to do that.
You added USC as an opponent coming up here in the future. Just talk about the progression of getting those big name schools
to
come here.
Not only added USC, but added them in November. And it makes a lot of sense for the Pac-12 to tie into BYU. We're a regional game. We're a great program. And there's a fan base and a lot of LDS and BYU people in most of the cities where those schools are. And so I wouldn't be surprised to see this as a trend rather than a one-time thing.
With that game, because they've been pretty particular about wanting to be done by September or October, get this USC game is huge, but then there's like a break with Utah, who knows what will happen after a couple of years. They always want to lay it near. How do you get USC in November, but still kind of work on the details with possibly extending with Utah down the road?
I just think it shows that it not only can be done if teams want to do it, it works. And obviously it will take conference coordination and different things that happen that way. But regional rivalries and national rivalries and in-state rivalries, that's one of the great things about college football. And to think that those go away just because of conference alignment doesn't make a lot of sense. Otherwise, then it just looks like the NFL. And we're not the NFL, we're college. And so those things need to be preserved. And USC, I think, has a pretty good grasp of that.
You mentioned earlier your ultimate goal is a national championship.
Yeah.
How do you know if you are moving in the right direction towards that?
Oh, I think that as the head coach and as a leader, certainly you can use record as one of it, one of the metrics. 11 teams have won more games since I've been the coach than us of 125. You could use rankings. Man, we've been in the top 25 most years since I've been the coach. You can use bowl games. And so now it's to get the chance at the biggest game, we'll need to be undefeated. And that's realistic for any team in the country to get a chance. There's only, I think, two of them last year and then one lost. And Notre Dame played for a national championship, and I was more disappointed in losing them to maybe anyone because I thought we were a better team on that day. And so if that truly is an indicator, I'm anxious to see how we look against other teams like that, and then we'll know. But if that is the team and that is a national championship contender, hard to argue that we're not close.
One of the things you did this offseason was redo your whole offensive staff. Talk about the process of that and your new guys.
I just want our players to have the very best chance to reach their potential, and I thought change needed to be made to do that. Changes were not easy, but the motivation was to help our players have their best chance to reach their potential, and that's I have to own up to those choices, and my hope is that they pay off.
With the offensive coordinator, Taysom Mills kind of runs a little bit around there, and you got Ann also can do pretty good throwing the ball as well. You said I've been last year rotated guys for injuries here and there before whatever happened between a couple of guys. How much would you change anything, like with a backup comes in because he's a little different type of player? How would that change a fast-paced
We won't change much. They'll run the exact same offense. Within the offense, there are certain plays that might lend itself to a little more throwing, a little more running, inside running, outside running. But you can't be great. It can't be a great offense when you're changing a significant number of plays or style based on personnel. And so not much will change, and we'll rely on the other 10 executing at a high level to kind of compensate for what the quarterback's doing.
All right. Okay. Thanks, Coach. Thanks. Appreciate your time.